Hello and welcome to Community Focus. I'm Clinton Whedon. The 2019 Arts Alive Home and Garden Festival in Wichita Falls is rapidly approaching. The annual event showcasing vendors and educators of all manner of home improvement supports the Arts Council Wichita Falls area, and joining us via telephone to talk about it is Arts Council CEO Carol Sales. Carol, thanks for your time today.
Well, thank you as always.
Well, tell me about this year's festival. What can attendees expect to see?
I have had a lot of fun this year. To me, it's a very family-friendly festival. There's a little bit for everyone, for mom, dad, grandma, grandpa, and the children. It's the 22nd Arts Alive Home and Garden Festival here in Wichita Falls. We will have featured the farmers market, so we'll have farmers market vendors there that will be featuring homemade honey, jams, jellies, soaps, and sundries. Then we'll have the traditional vendors that we always have whenever mom, dad want to evaluate the new power equipment and what's going on and what's hot on the topic for 2019.
All right. So what's new on the schedule for this year?
I would say the largest thing is we have a knowledge room that is rooms 8, 9, and 10, AgriLife Knowledge Room. And it is being supported by our local extension service, the Noble Foundation, and also Red River Damage Prevention Council. You'll see live animals, gardening here in Wichita Falls. Children can come in and pull a strawberry. They have 200 chicks hatching. You can pet a rabbit. There's garden demos. It's really kind of featuring the path to plate concept and helping our young people understand that that milk is not just in the grocery store. It's in other places. So that's the hot new topic as far as educational. And then as far as vendors, we have 230 booth spaces, and we have everything from landscaping to interior design in the whole show. This year's feature artist is Trish Jones. She'll be there. The art piece that represents Home and Garden and the theme is selected at Mystery Art basically 18 months in advance from Home and Garden. So it's fun for that artist to have that high exposure. And then we have arts all over the building.
Now, those who have attended before know that the vendors don't just come from Wichita Falls. They come from across Texoma. How important is it to maintain the Home and Garden Festival as a regional event?
Well, it really is a bright new, what's new for 2019 in the region. And our listener audience is the same. We extend up to Vernon, over to Waurika, over to Lawton, Duncan, and down into Wichita Falls. And all of the vendor group that is there runs about 80% local. For the Arts Council, this show has provided 22 years of operating budget for this organization. So it is a fundraiser effort that we do to support ourselves, our two buildings, but it's been a great thing for our nonprofit organizations that are part of our member organizations, for them to have a place to show what they do and how they support the community and how we support each other.
And that's a great place to segue into talking about the Arts Council itself and the work that you do. How does the Arts Council support the arts in Wichita Falls?
Well, thank you so much. We are very proud. In fact, we are celebrating our 25th year. We were official in November of 1994. So, and what the organization was initially inspired to do was a cooperative agency for all the nonprofits, giving a louder voice to the arts in the Wichita Falls area. It transitioned with the acquisition of the Kemp Center for the Arts, which was 2000, which we renovated. It was the old library here in Wichita Falls. We took that, and now it is a gallery for the visual arts. We have four galleries that are open 7 days a week. So we're a component of tourism and welcome to Wichita Falls. In 2010, we took over the Forum, which was the traditional women's forum building here in Wichita Falls, and we're developing it into a performing arts site for our community also. So the funds that are raised through Home and Garden not only help us with operations, but those 63 member organizations have an opportunity to sell tickets and keep the funds from those ticket sales to help as a fundraiser for those organizations.
So looking at the work of the Arts Council and how the Home and Garden Festival helps fund it, what do you see in the future for the festival?
Oh, goodness. To me, this has always been a marketplace for this region, and with technology moving us where we shop the internet now, I want to tell you we'll be moving more and more into the education zone, because I think people can buy or purchase what they want, but they want to feel that community conversation with the person about something that they're wanting to invest in.
Well, Carol, we are just about out of time. Is there anything else that you'd like to share with our listeners today about the Home and Garden Festival or the Arts Council itself and what it will be doing throughout the year?
Watch our website, artscouncilwf.org, because we have things changing weekly and the calendar's up. And we love those day trips, so come down to Wichita Falls, visit us, and visit our downtown. It's popping.
All right, Carol Sales, CEO of Arts Council Wichita Falls area, talking with us about the Arts Council and the upcoming Arts Alive Home and Garden Festival. Carol, thanks so much for joining us today.
And thank you for the opportunity. Greatly appreciate it.
The 2019 Arts Alive Home and Garden Festival will be held February 23rd and 24th at the MPEC in Wichita Falls. Show hours are from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Saturday the 23rd and 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. on Sunday the 24th. Tickets are available at a number of locations in the Wichita Falls area or through Arts Council member organizations. For more information about the Home and Garden Festival or the Arts Council Wichita Falls area itself, visit artscouncilwf.org or call 940-767-2787. KCCU is a sponsor of this year's Arts Alive Home and Garden Festival. That does it for this week's program. Community Focus is a production of KCCU, a service of Cameron University. For more information about the program, visit us online at kccu.org. Thanks for joining me. Until next time, I'm Clinton Whedon.